Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Since discovered in Florida 25 years ago, citrus greening disease has slashed citrus production in the state by 75%. But now USDA researchers say they've found a potential remedy that boosts a citrus tree's natural resistance to diseases like citrus greening. Geneticist James Thompson of the Ag Research Service tells agriculture.com there are already a series of genes that can detect and fight citrus greening. The biggest problem now is how to distribute the solution. The Renewable Fuels Association sent a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan blasting the agency's science advisory board. The RFA accuses the panel of making misleading and unfounded claims about corn ethanol's impact on greenhouse gas emissions. RFA President Jeff Cooper says the overwhelming evidence of scientific analysis and data clearly shows cornstarch ethanol significantly reduces GHG emissions relative to gasoline. And regional obesity rates grew further apart during the COVID pandemic, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. From 2019 through March of 2020, the regional differences expanded to 7.2 percentage points. At 36.7%, the West had the lowest adult obesity rate before the pandemic, but experienced the largest increase of any region during the first year of 2.8%. That's nearly twice what the South experienced after having the highest regional obesity rate before the pandemic of 42.1%.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.